all you saw, when it came to Maaseh Machpelah, right? This is going to be Kiddush, not Be'ez Chai. It's not the law, it's about Kiddush in general.
This is
just on Kiddush, that's right.
So how should I label this? Just Kiddush?
Yeah, it's about Kiddush. It's not. It's just about a little bit about the source of Kiddush, about what we're doing, where we're going with Kiddush. We'll do that a little bit now, Be'ez Hashem. But
you're saying Ephraim?
Yeah, Ephraim. The source is Ephraim saw the Maaseh Machpelah. He saw this like black hole, like nothing, just some money. Nothing.
No, he owned
Maaseh Machpelah, that's right.
And then he sold it to
Avraham. I mean, whatever, the Zohar says he had a whole, it has also the Cheshbonos, what happened there, like he...
Why the 400?
Not only why the 400, he says 400 shekels, so why is Avraham, how come Avraham, why doesn't Avraham, like, say, okay, thanks for the gift, like, he has to say no, take the money, it's a little strange. He says, he understood, Avraham understood that he's going to, like, come after him. I said 400 shekels, I didn't mean it. He's like, so I said, okay, you know what? Take the money in front of everyone. So there, you're getting all the money. It's the best type of coins. Finished. You have no claim. You said the price, a very steep price, actually, for those.
So he was using, how much did he pay? 200?
400.
400 gold shekels.
Silver,
I think, also, yeah.
Silver, I thought it was gold.
I think so, Kesef. Shekels, Kesef, I think.
Okay, so it's like $40 million?
It was a lot of money, I don't know. But one way or the other way, if the Zohar says if he had seen what Avraham saw, he never would have sold it. No way, why not sell this? This is the way the Neshamas would have gotten Eden. No one's selling such a place. It has no price. Price doesn't... It's priceless. But he didn't see it. He only saw nothing. That's what it is. Christian, we have to learn how to...
If he wouldn't have cared?
What?
He wouldn't have cared.
He didn't understand what it was. If he understood what it was, he wouldn't have sold it.
Really?
Yeah. That's what the Zohar says.
That means that he's higher than you would have expected otherwise. Other people you would have thought, that's a higher thing than being at the level of, I understand what it is, but I don't care, and I want the money. That's a lower level.
But we're never there. We were just speaking about forgetting, right? So Esau, right? He said, I don't care about the stupid birthright, but what happened in there? And he wanted it back. No. That's when he forgot. When he remembered what it is, he's like, whoa, this is a big loss. I don't want to lose this. But it's a problem. So we don't see. We have to learn how to see what's really going on, see the positive in everyone. It's not always so easy to do it.
But didn't they know that Adam and Hava were buried there?
Probably not. Abraham knew. They probably didn't know. I don't think so. I'm not sure. I don't remember seeing anything about it. Did they know? Was it well? No, they were buried there. I'm not sure. Avram knew. Avram came in. He said, "Well, I want to be buried here." Says he went before, and Adam Chava said, "No way. Under no circumstances will we allow you to be buried here. Why not?" He says, "It's embarrassing enough that we're like, you know, we messed up and we like blew the whole world. Now we're going to have the big tzaddik in the next row, so that we have to be even more humiliated. He made it. He did it." He started fixing your mess. We don't want you here. She's like, no, I'm gonna change. I'm gonna tell now people who said they're called B'nai Adam, they're gonna be called B'nai Noach. They're not gonna call B'nai Adam anymore. We're gonna just forget about your connection. After your connection to the sin. That's what he wanted to, and he arranged that. And suddenly became Ben Noach and not Ben Adam anymore. Not his problem. Not there. I'll fix you. No one's gonna say, Adam, yeah, that's the infamous guy who, no one's gonna say that. I'm gonna purify. I'm gonna clean your record up. No problem. So I can be here. That's what the Zohar says. Hey, what does it mean? I don't know, but that's. All right. So we're holding a Kiddush, Be'ez Hashem.
What sefer is this?
This is the Chesavon. It's called Maaseh Choshev. It gives over the Arizal on the mitzvah. We try to learn a little bit of the Chassidus and the Arizal of the mitzvah. It's just to give us a little taste of what's going on when we do Kiddush. And really, we're gonna see Kiddush is exactly this idea, this concept. Like Kiddush also, it's the way into Ganeid. Shabbos in general is the way into Gan Eden. Very often people that we don't really see what's going on Shabbos. What we see is chant. Oh, chant, kudel, fish, this cake is the best. Would you like another piece? Only one? Only one more piece, will we? I need only one. Give me the whole cake. That's how we feel. We don't realize Shabbos, Gan Eden. It's totally not disconnected completely to what we're doing.
Oh, and the chicken.
Yeah, the chicken. Oh, everything. It's all one. It's all good. Everything is perfect and wonderful. We have no idea, you know, what was Shabbos. The Neshama goes up after Shabbos. What were you, Mechadish? Well, I don't really do Mechadish so much. Okay, so how much manure did you learn Torah? Torah? You're totally not Torah. We're off. What do you mean Torah? What is it? Like, that's Neshama. It's like unbelievable. We're so So that was a little bit about Kiddush. What is Kiddush? See what this, what's where we're going a little bit. So we have Mayim and we have Yayin, right? We take wine and we add water. The Ben Ish Chai says you add water because you're adding kindness to Gvura, kindness to justice, right? That's what I'm doing. Very nice, very beautiful, very special. So, if you take Mayim, Mayim is, we saw 90. Mem and Mem is 40. 40 plus 10 is 90. Then we take Yayin. Yayin is Yud Nyud is 20, that's right, 70. That's right. 70 plus 90 is 160, right? That's Kasa. Kasa. That's what we saw. What we saw yesterday was, and this is a very, very important, comes up an awful lot, that there are different levels of Ekye. Ekye means I will be. The Rebbe says this is tshuva. I want to be a new level. There are different levels of this wanting to be a new level. So the aspect of level of thought, this very high level, being something totally different, tshuva, this very high place, is Ekye written out. Aleph not pay is always the same. Yud Vavdal is always the same. The Yud. The question is the Hayes, right? Because Aleph K, Yud K is Ekye. The Hayes, here we have, it's Hey Yud. And Hey Yud turns out to be 161. Right, because if Aleph Lamed Pei, you have an Aleph obviously is the one. They have Lamed Pei is 30 plus 80 is 110, and then you have Yud Vav Dalet is 20, so that's 130, and then you have Hey Yud and Hey Yud 15 and 15 is 161. Right, so that's Kasa. Very good. So the Bechina of Kasa, that's 14. Right, that comes out to be 14. It's the 14 Yuds. That's what we said. It's 14 very high keys that we're given Kiddush. So we have these 14 different very, very high keys giving Kiddush. And this four, so when you write out the Eke like that, you take out Aleph K Yud K, you're left with 140. Right? Because Eke is 21. Right? Hey and Hey is 10. Yud and Yud is 20. Right? Not Yud and Yud. One Yud. Hey and Hey is 10. Yud is 20. And Aleph is 1. So 21, take that off, it's 140. So this 140, you mamali this bechina of Ekir, right? That's really what we can take out of this very high place. And we take this 140 and we add to it a shame sag. Okay, the shame sag is the yud kev of k, yud of dalet, always the same. Then you have hey yud, and the other hey is also hey yud. And you have vav aleph vav. It sounds complicated, but it's not.
Can you write it?
I could for sure write it. It's extremely easy. The yud, is there a thing?
There's
a little
box.
Yeah, I'll do a little.
Sorry.
It's all good. It's no problem whatsoever. Now, like this, right? Have yud vav dalet is always the same, right? Then we have the hays. So we have like this. Hay could be written, and it's both hays always going to be the same. Also, all four names. And there's four. Both hays are all the same.
They spell the hays the same.
No. The hay, whatever name you're on, is going to be the same. If you have a hayud, then the other one's also going to be a hayud.
They don't alternate.
They're not going to alternate. Never. The vav. So now, which we have, right? So we have like, so that yud and k yud. Then the next one also has a k yud. Okay, now, so the difference between this is like we call this ab, right? Ab is 72, you have Yud Vavdal, K Yud, right? And then you have K Yud. Now the Vav here is Vav, Yud, Vav. I don't want to put them together, I don't want to be erasing problems. So like, I guess I could write K with them, cool, so this is better. That doesn't matter. Let's say Vav, Yud, Vav. So you have Yud Vavdal, 20. K Yud and K Yud is what? 30, right? And then you have Vav, Yud, Vav is another 10 plus 12, right? 22. Is 72 a whole? Right, 50 plus 22 is 72. That's called Ab, which is Chesed. Now, sag is the same as ab except for the vav. The vav and sag are vav, aleph, vav. So you have the same, what was it, 50, right? And then the 50, instead of having 22, we have 13. So 63. That's called sag. That's what we're trying to access now. The other two are very, very easy. Ma is called adam, right? The next level is ma, you have everything's going to be aleph. Yud vav is always the same, right? So you have hey aleph, vav aleph, vav hey aleph. And then you have masnach peyla. This is called Ben, at least pulls that Marzupayah from Zohar, that's how he explains. Ben is going to be Yud Vavdalet, always the same. And then you have everything is a reflection. Hey with another hey, Vav with another Vav, Hey with another Hey. That's the four main ways of writing out the Shema Vayah. Very, 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 not totally uncomplicated. Nothing complicated. The Akhid is called Sag. That's where we are now. That's the Chedah that's called Bina. That's what we want to bring down. So you're able to wake up and break into the Erev Shabbos, right? So we want to take the Eker. We have this Bechina, it's called this Eker. So I get only the Milui of the Eker. That's what I can get to. This Milui, I can only access now where I'm going to bring this. I can only access the Milui, the filling in. In other words, again, that's the... Eker is going to be always Aleph Lamed Pei, no matter what. Aleph always you write like that. And the Yud also is going to be Yud Vav Dalet, no matter what. The only question is the Hey. So again, you have the Hey Yuds, which is where we are now. But Hey Yuds Kasav. You have the Hey Aleph is really higher, actually. So you have Hey Aleph, sort of, not always higher, depends on what you want. Let's leave it. Hey and Hey Aleph. Right? So Hey is going to be Kasav, Kana, and Kamad. Hey Aleph is Kamad, 143, because you're taking off from the, right, you're taking off instead of having the Yud here, this is the only difference, two Yuds. Instead of two Yuds, you're going to have two Alephs. So you're going to take off 18, right? So 161 minus 18 is 143. That's called Kamad. And then we have the Bechina, which is the middle one, which is going to be a Hey. So we have the Hey. So it's Aleph and Peh, the same thing. We have 163 minus 10 is, right? Yeah. That's kind of, it's going to be 151. How's 151? 1 second. Right? Hey, minus 10. Yeah. I'll look 1 second. We'll get my own thing. From 151 it comes out to be. So how is that Lala Fabri Pay is the same? Right? It's 81 and 31. Then you have this fuel of dollar is 20. Me. 1 second. No, there's one, that's not 131. It's 111. Yeah, it's 111 plus 20 is 131 together, right? And then we have two Hays. 2 times 10 is 151. Right. Yeah, of course. 151. Because the other one is 161. Right, Kasal? So you have Kana. It's 151. It has to be. So you have 161 is when you fill it all the way, right? This is 110. Plus this is 20, it's 131, that's the basic no matter what. Then you have another 30, is going to be 161, and 20 is going to be 151. That's all very simple. So that's where we are right now. It's really not, if you write it on the paper, you see it's like a few calculations. Now by the way, if we're on the level, if we're on the place now, well, I don't know about levels, but on the place now, this is the Kavanah that the Rebbe brings in Torah Beis and the Kutumaran. If you want to look at it, you can on a little note there. It's the Kavanah. He says, Yud Vavdal Ke Yud. Right? Vav, Yud, Vav, Ke, Yud. All those four Chesem Abayas. Yud, Vav, Dal, Ke, Yud, Vav, Aleph, Vav, Ke, Yud. Right? There's only difference of the Aleph. But it's all Alephs. Yud, Vav, Dal, Hey, Aleph, Vav, Aleph, Vav, Hey, Aleph. And then it's Marash Al-Pil. Yud, Vav, Dal, Hey, Vav, Vav, Hey. Right? All of those, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to spell it, maybe it's so shy. Actually, you're fine. Those, plus these Alphim. Alphim and Pei, and then again, Yud, Vav, Dal is the same. So Alphim and Pei, Hey, Yud, and then Yud Vav Dalet, and then another Hey Yud. Aleph Pei, Hey Aleph, or Hey, whatever. Yud Vav Dalet, and then another Hey, or Hey Aleph. Aleph Pei, Hey, fill in the blank. Either Hey Aleph or Hey Yud, depending on what you did before. Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, or Hey Yud. So those seven names are Tarpaz. That's what Rebbe says there. Tarpaz, or Porat, which is Yosef, right? Tarpaz, or Porat. It's very simple. You have 72 plus 63 plus 45 plus 52. And then you have another 161, 151, and 143. That's going to be Tarpaz. That is 687 or 86. That's what it is. You add, no, if you want, we'll do the math. It's not, it's seven. Why am I telling you this? Because the Rizal says, the Rebbe brings the Kutumaran into our base, and the Rizal says, when you go into the mikvah on Shabbos by day, that's what you have in mind. These seven names, and then you go again, you have another Yud K, which represents the higher, another higher aspect shining in, and Yud K plus Tarpaz is Gematria Shabbos, and that's where you get the Orf Shabbos from these names. That's what he says. Again, what does that mean? I have no idea. And the Chesed Avraham said there, even Erev Shabbos, you should have some mind, fine, whatever it is. But it's not only.
What does it mean to have, even, I don't know how to call it, what does it mean to have one of these names in your head when it has a cup on it?
Really? What does it mean? Yeah. It means incredible dveikus. That's what it's supposed
to
mean.
You're trying to connect with that aspect of Hashem that's signifying that, those letters of his name?
I want those levels. Or at least a drop, something. I want to drop these levels. There's like a portal. That's really when you learn about these and a little more, you find out that the name is supposed to take you somewhere. If it doesn't, you're only like preparing yourself for it, as it were. But if it does, that's what you're supposed to get to. That's what the Rebbe says. If you have this in mind, it confuses you. You forget about Hashem, or you're just too taken up, and it's no vacuous. So then, unless you're on a special level, and that's what you can do, very nice. But you have to like really be there, and then you also will be connected. But that's big kitzur. So b'chol ofen, so during kiddush, we're dealing with this 140 and plus 63. 63 is God, the Talmud of Hashem to say that means like gas, means you feel yourself and you're connected on fire for Hashem. You take that, you take this kama, kufmem, which is trying to prepare yourself for Hashem. Both of those together, kufmem, which is 140 plus 63 equals, right, 140 plus 63. It's 203, right? So that's Be'er. Be'er is 202. The air means that's what we want to get to. We want to get to a place where there's a tremendous flow. He says that's the first be'er. And then there's another be'er also. The second be'er is the name Ben Marsnach Pel, Yudvav Dalet, Hey Hey, Vavav, and then another Hey Hey. Right? That's 52. Plus Kana, right? Alfar Pei, the same thing, just haste. Just haste. Hey Hey, Yudvav Dalet, Hey Hey, that's 151. So 52 plus 151 is. Again, 203. That's Be'er, which is also 203. Very good. So we want to take from one Be'er to the other Be'er. That's what we're doing Kiddush Shabbos by day. We're taking one of Be'er means a kind of a spring or a well or a water source. We're taking from one, and we're drawing into like Be'er Shel Miriam, we're drawing into the other one. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to connect to Hashem at a totally different level.
That's what is the lower
Be'er? Huh?
What's the lower
Be'er? The lower Be'er is the Malchus. We want to fill it up. That's what we usually have access to, the spiritual flow we have. We want to bring it, like, pour in a lot more.
You said that conditions between us malchus before, right?
That's right, exactly. So we're bringing the higher be'er to lower be'er. It's influencing malchus. Exactly correct. So we're in a very high place. We want to bring it down to the lowest part of us so that my meltdown is a different level of meltdown now. It's not the same. I don't act the same way I used to. Now it's a different kind of place, you know, a different, totally different place, and I'm a different guy. That's what I'm trying to get to in Kiddush. It's kind of idea of Be'er. So that the Arizal says that's Kiddusha Rabbah. He says Rabbah is the same letters as Be'er because you're bringing from one Be'er to the other Be'er. That's what you're doing in Kiddush. That's what you're saying in Kiddush. That's the idea. We want to be to a place of deep tubing connection and who knows what. Like these very great levels. And just to change. I want to be transformed and change. That's what I'm trying to accomplish. So what do we do tomorrow? Yeah, just as you have Mayim and Yayin, that's also Kuf Samach Aleph, right? Because it's 70 plus 50, that's 160, plus 90, sorry. 70 plus 90, that's 160, because we say Mayim is 90, Mem and Mem and Yud, and 70 is Yud, Yud, and Mem, and Nun, so that's 160. So you take 140 from there, you add on a Sad, and it becomes Be'er. High Be'er. Aspect of Bina. That's right. So the aspect, that's exactly right. And the Ramak says when you bring Bina to Malchus, and the Chumini Rav brings this actually on Shabbos, he says the Ramak says when you fill Malchus with Bina, so Malchus becomes an aspect that's called Simcha, and your joy goes to the lowest places no matter what. That's what he says. The Chumini Rav brings, very beautiful, and that's what we're doing in Kiddush especially. And all Shabbos down, the whole thing, Yisbuchu Malchuscha, Malchus and Simcha, yes, bring the Simcha to Malchus. That's what he says. That's the same idea. That's what Shabbos is about. And that's what Kiddush is about. Fine. The next last piece is not
really. There's 14 units, there's also
14
sides of Bina, no?
There's what?
There's the two, like, hands of Bina.
Uh-huh.
For
Yad, that's right. We said Yad, 14 units, exactly. So yeah, when you pick it up, there's 14 different levels of the Yud. Those are the 14 Yud, those are the 14 Yudin in, I think, in these shapes, right? Let's see. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 5 plus 4, 5, 6. Right? 4 plus 3. Yeah, plus 9. Exactly. 5 plus 9. So we have, exactly. The Ekis have 5 yuds. Because you have Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Hey, Yud. Yud, Vav, Dalet. Hey, Yud. That's 3, obviously. So you have another 2 Ekis. Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Hey, Aleph. Yud, Vav, Dalet. Hey, Aleph. 1 Yud. Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Hey, Hey. Yud, Vav, Dalet. And then another Hey, Hey. Another Yud. That's 5. So then we have the other Shemus. We have the first one. It's called Yudin. Out. Because it's all Yud. Yud, Vav, Dalet is 1. Hey, Yud is 2. Vav, Yud, Vav is 3. Hey, Yud is 4. Then you have size will be the same because the only difference is Vav Aleph Vav. So you have 3 Ekis, so you have 7. They have 1 each in Ma and Ben. Ma is going to be all Aleph, so you have 1 Yud in the beginning, and Ben the same thing. So you have 9 Yudin plus 5 is 14, and that's the Yudah. When you take it up and put it in your hand in Kiddush, that's these 14 Yudin you're trying to access. And each word of the Kiddush will bring in one of those 9 Yudin in the 4 names of Yud, Kip, Vav, Kei. That's what he's saying. So we're asking very, very high things, and we're trying very much to transform ourselves, to bring, tip into our comfort level, a totally different ability and access, a totally different, everything should be different and changed. And this is something we see a lot in Uman, and this is a story I like to tell, illustrates the point very well. There was somebody who came into Uman, and he said, it was cold outside, it was very, the night before Tzom Gedalia, after Shana. And he comes in and he starts saying, Rabosai, I don't have a ticket, I don't want a one-way ticket, and you come back. A lot of people do that, they need one way, and they get the other way, somehow they get the money from people. So I need to have the money, and he starts to really, talk and money, and people give us donations. After a few minutes, they're like, okay, no, shh. He's like, I'm not leaving here till I get the money. Like, I saw this. I was like, I got the redlocks and like a football suit. Like, good guy. I learned the yeshiva, whatever. This is what I do. This is what I'm not getting. It took him 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Got all the money he needed. Next year, so again, I like to be there. That's my last night very often. So I want the last night I want to use this if I can, as much as possible. So I'm there the next year also. And it's the same guy, but this time he's got a white shirt, black pants. He looks a lot more refined. And he makes an appeal, he gets a little money. And you see him sitting there, he's like flummoxed. Because he knows if he's going to disturb people, he's going to get the money, no problem. But he just can't do it. He just changed, something totally changed. Integral, he's not that guy anymore. He's just not that. The same guy, looks the same. No dreadlocks, no dreadlocks. What's the difference? Same with who cares? But he's not the same person. That's what we're trying to do on Shabbos. I didn't ask him. I know what happened. He was learning the Yeshiva, which was a good place, and he went to Uman, and something changed inside. Just something started to move, and it moved forward. Hashem took care of it, like always. Accelerated transformation. Hashem Yazor. That's today's Kiddush. Tomorrow, then tomorrow, or I guess Sunday is the last Kiddush. And then 3 meals. Now a little drop of story. We'll move on.